Hi, it's December 11, the anniversary of the start of this TV show. Yes, classic 80s PI drama, Magnum, starring Tom Selleck, started on this day in 1980.
Who's next on your hit list? Begin, Thatcher? I have plane to catch. If you are going to shoot me, do it now.
And it's a significant day in the history of sports.
We find the former heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali!
In 1981 on this day, legend Muhammad Ali fought his last professional fight, losing to Trevor Burbick. Ali's career record was 56 wins, 37 by knockout, and 5 losses.
Trevor Burbick and Muhammad Ali are hugging each other.
And I shall go on to win the world championship. Wait till you see me next time, Shine!
December 11 birthdays, former Australian Model of the Year, fashion designer and TV host Maggie Tabara is 84. For years, Maggie was the face of Women's Weekly.
Hi, there's an exclusive interview with Brian Brown, Linda McCartney as you've never seen her before.
Music legend Brenda Lee is 76. We hear one of her best-known hits a lot at this time of year.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Actress Terry Garr is also 76. You'll remember her from the movies Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Mr. Mum.
I mean, please do it for me, would you? You know how many of these things I went to for you?
One of the Jacksons, Jermaine, turned 66. He released a number of solo albums too and had a couple of hits like this one from 1984. Motley Crue co-founder Nikki Sixx is 62 today. Former Senator for Queensland and Rugby League big man Glenn Lazarus is 55. He won NRL titles with the Canberra Raiders, the Brisbane Broncos and the Melbourne Storm.
5 grand finals, he's won with 3 different clubs.
Finally, the man they called the King of Soul, Sam Cooke, died on this day in 1964 when he was shot at the age of just 33.
What a wonderful world this would be.
Remembering Sam Cooke on December 11.